Anyone that has visited the Salem City Square may have noticed a grid of columns sitting on the southeast corner of the courthouse's courtyard. This is the Washington County Veterans Memorial, which serves to remind the community of the cost of freedom. Nearly every aspect of the memorial is steeped in meaning and symbolism, a fitting tribute to our county's veterans. The idea for a memorial was first put forward when the name of a Washington County native, Jerry Sabins, was discovered on a memorial to fallen soldiers in Glasgow, Kentucky. Many of Jerry's Salem High School Class of 65 classmates, along with many other individuals in the community, advocated for a tribute to Washington County's veterans, from those who served in the Revolutionary War up to present conflicts. The memorial is constructed of materials found native to Indiana and rests on a total of 76 pavers in reference to the year 1776. The pavers are arranged in a grid pattern, which is 13 pavers long, which gives recognition to the 13 original colonies of the United States. In addition, the grid is 6 pavers wide to pay homage to the fact that Indiana was the 6th state added after the formation of the Union. You may notice that there are 2 missing pavers, one at the southeast corner of the grid and one at the northeast corner. The first serves as a reminder of the unknown soldiers from all our country's wars, and the second pays tribute to all former and present MIAs and POWs. The grid hosts 21 upright figures, which are symbolic of the 21-gun salute traditionally given for those who have fallen during wartime. These uprights are placed chronologically from east to west to symbolize the settlement pattern of our country and county. Nearly every major conflict that our country has engaged in is represented by a column, with the exception of the Spanish-American War, because there was no current knowledge of a Washington County native dying in that conflict. The columns represented the Revolutionary War, and 2 of the columns representing the War of 1812 are whole and intact, matching the columns found on the Washington County Courthouse. This pays tribute to the individuals who served and secured our nation's independence and returned to Washington County, many becoming figurative pillars of the community. These 5 complete columns are topped with ashlars, meant to symbolize the 5 fingers that comprise the human hand, to remind us of all of the American hands that dug trenches, held guns, raised our flag on the battlefield, and otherwise served our country during war. These ashlars are to be found in various unfinished states to remind us that there is always work to do to make America a better place to live. You will notice that the remaining figures are broken columns. The broken column has traditionally been used as a symbol of untimely loss of life, and the symbolic imagery is used in the Washington County Veterans Memorial as well. No 2 columns found in the memorial are exactly alike, which reminds us that each of the names listed on the pillars represent the life of a unique individual. It is the hope of those that planned and constructed the memorial that it will inspire you, the viewer, to reflect upon the sacrifices made by those who have served in the military of our country, and it will inspire you to be the best American that you can be.